Hey, Dr. Nichols, I was just coming down to say goodbye.
Anthony, came to help you with your bags.
No, that's okay. I can take them down myself. I got them.
What's this?
What's going on?
Well, see, my friend Dignan didn't realize that this was a voluntary hospital, and he got this whole escape thing worked out, and he just got so excited about the thing, I didn't have the heart to tell him, no, that, look how excited he is. I gotta do it this way, Dr. Nichols. I gotta climb out. It's only one floor down.
Okay. But can you do it fast? You know, this doesn't look good.
None of this
looks good.
Well, thanks very much, Dr. Nichols. You've really been a great help. You've been a great doctor.
No.
Thank you.
Can you hand me my bag, please?
Hey, Anthony, don't try to save everybody, okay?
Okay, I won't.
What's our ATS?
7:30.
Good. We're on schedule. Here's our agenda for the next few months. I believe we'll find everything is in order.
Practice job.
That's our first move when we get back. Look it over, and I will brief you on the way.
Okay.
Now, this is just a rough sketch of what I was trying to do. The idea of practice job, heist, and the idea that you and I both respond to goals, and it all leads to Mr. Hendra.
Oh, and the guy from the letters.
Exactly. Okay. Now, this is rough. What I try to do is I think you and I both respond to structure, and that's what's important for us.
You really got a well-planned
guy. Next 50.
Yeah. So, did you enjoy your first visit to the nut house?
Come on. Be sensitive to the fact that other people are not comfortable talking about emotional disturbances. I am. I'm fine with that. But other people.
Okay.
Put it behind you. You're out. You're better. And so it begins.
Okay, now we should also get on a fitness regime. Sit-ups, road works, hitting the bags.
Yeah, I was running 10 miles a day when I was out in the desert.
Were you really?
Yeah, and I didn't want to
get cooler. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's good cardiovascular.
When did you get so avid about the fitness thing, Dick?
What? What do you mean by avid?
I'm just saying I've never known you to be all that athletic, and all of a sudden
you've never known me to be all that athletic. What, I mean, does it sound weird?
You're not a good athlete,
Well, does it sound weird to be talking about all the exercise?
Come on, it doesn't sound weird at all.
I'm not saying that it's a top priority, but I think it's a pretty good goal.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a really good goal.
Here, put these on. Obviously good quickness.
Yeah, in and out pretty fast.
Real fast, man. Good intensity.
High intensity.
Great intensity, because I was like, really fast.
And the preparation was good, you know. I think that's your specialty.
Thank you, because if I said that one, it would sound like bragging. That's what I didn't want to say. Okay,
criticisms.
I have only one. Not very thorough. Left a lot of valuable.
Yeah, I don't think that was
a mistake. No, that was one of the limitations of this job. But, by the way, great job in there. It was nice working with you, because it was like... Next order of business, Mr. Hendra. I know you've probably been wondering, when am I going to introduce you to Mr. Hendra after all I've told you about him? Well, in answer to that question, very soon. In fact, judging from how well that... Here you go, you got to do that a bit. There you go. And judging from how well that job went today, which was pretty good, man, including the coin collection and the earrings, was, to say the least...
You took the earrings, Dignan? You took them?
No, it's my fault. It's like, ultimately, Anthony, when you're gonna learn.
Man, you got another ball. Should I play your game?
The list, Dignan. I know you remember the list because you signed it. You signed the things Dignan's not supposed to touch.
The thing is, I can't be sorting through all that shit in the middle of a burglary.
Hey, just hey, I don't care, okay? I bought the earrings for my mother on her birthday. I went down, I picked them out my...
Okay, one thing is, every valuable item in the house was on that list.
Hey, maybe we should have robbed your house. You ever think of that? No, I bet that never crossed your mind. What? What? Come on, Dignan.
You know there's nothing to steal from my mom and Craig.
Hey, Grace! Hey, Grace!
You're supposed to be in Arizona.
Wait, you don't say hi anymore? Come on.
Are you the pilot?
No, I'm Anthony. I'm Grace's brother.
Will you excuse this for a minute, Bernie?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You told your friend Bernice I'm some kind of jet pilot?
What was I supposed to say? They stuck you in an insane asylum?
It wasn't an insane asylum, Grace. I explained to you back then that it was for exhaustion.
Exhaustion?
Yes, exhaustion.
You haven't worked a day in your life. How could you be exhausted?
Okay, sit down, okay? I didn't come up here today to argue with you, okay? I got some friends waiting for me, and I've got some things that I need to... Some associates, that's...
Dignan?
Yeah, Dignan, and also... What's wrong with Dignan, Grace? I thought you liked Dignan.
I do like Dignan.
Then why do you sigh when I mention his name?
But he's a liar.
Bob Mapplethorpe, potential getaway driver. Go. Go.
Oh, I think there's a real air of mystery about
Don't complicate it. Your number one strength is you have a car you can provide. Sell yourself. Start over. Ready? Go.
Okay, all right. I'm a risk taker. I'm growing an entire crop of marijuana plants in my parents' backyard. I think that shows
a
little...
Wait a second. You're growing an entire crop of marijuana in your backyard?
Dignan, look. I'm just not that good at this selling yourself stuff, okay? So I'm just going to tell you the truth. I really want to be a part of this team.
And I'm the only one with a car. That's good. That's good. Because that hits me right here.
Okay, can you do me a favor? I want you to take these earrings and put them in Mom's mahogany box. Now, put them in your backpack or something so don't lose them here.
What are you doing with these?
Could you just put them in the box, please, Grace? You've really gotten into the bad habit of asking a huge amount of questions lately. I gotta go, okay, pal?
What's gonna happen to you, Anthony?
Jeez, Grace, what the hell kind of question is that to ask me?
When are you coming home?
Grace, I can't come home. I'm an adult. Why are you looking at me like that? Huh?
Little kid, I want to know what caused thunder. How'd it go with Grace? How'd it go?
Can you leave, please, Bob?
Little kids are really cute. She is a cute little kid.
No, what happened? I just have no idea. I mean, how did Grace get so cynical?
Look, I can't answer that question right now. All I'm concerned about is getting you back in the car, man. Let's get back in the car where you can...
She thinks I'm a failure.
What? She said you were a failure?
Not about me.
What has she ever accomplished with her life that's so great, man?
Nothing. Nothing. Wait, you don't have to do anything.
I'm not saying that she has to look up to me at all. I'm not saying that.
Don't worry about it. Maybe she should. Why not?
Stop.
I mean, she's...
Stop for a second. Will you stop for a second and look at this?
Oh, no.
I learned more in the 2 months I spent with Mr. Henry and his crew than I learned in 15 years of academic study. Fact, I can guarantee you, after Mr. Henry sees us pull this job, he's going to take a personal interest in our future. Fact, Mr. Henry drives a
fact,
Jaguar.
Fact, Dignan, the picture's not doing it for me right now. Just,
well, is the fact that I'm trying to do it for you?
I hate to interrupt your conversation, guys.
But I think I know what you've been going through, man.
because I've been through some pretty heavy shit myself. If you're feeling alone, like nobody in the world cares, and nobody in the fucking world gives a shit, then I'm here.
Oh, that was a stop.
I'm ready to listen, man. And if you want, I'll even open up first. I mean, my brother, that's a shit situation, you know? He beats the crap out of me all the time.
I don't suppose either one of you know why Bob's car's parked out in front.
Yeah, he's here.
He's in.
He's here at the house.
Let me see if Bob's keeping cool clean. That's future man.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck is this?
Vomino's Clay. Bob, you were told to thoroughly clean the pool this morning.
It's a leaf.
Jack, it was one leaf. Man, one leaf.
Your name's Anthony, isn't it?
Yeah, what about the car?
Yeah, his name's Anthony. My name's Dignan.
I'm Stacy Sinclair. Elizabeth's sorority sister?
I didn't know she had a sister.
Oh my God, you have the best sense of humor. She is going to be so jealous I saw you here. So, you go to school in Arizona, right?
No, I was in the hospital.
How about for?
I went nuts.
He's kidding. He didn't go nuts.
Poor thing, how did it happen?
Do you really want to know? One morning, over at Elizabeth's beach house, she asked me if I'd rather go water skiing or lay out. And I realized that not only did I not want to answer that question, but I never wanted to answer another water sports question or see any of these people again for the rest of my life. 3 days later, I was on my way out to the desert, and that was that.
Bully and son of a bitch! You're calling me a bully? Here's a bully for you! Ow! Hold on, Bob. You're only going to make this take longer.
You're really complicated, aren't you?
My ear!
I try not to be.
Escape route is crucial, just in case somebody is tailing us or even chasing us, as the case may be. We can't be sure how it is going to happen.
Do you think we're going to be chased, though? Is that a possibility?
That's a good question. No, I don't think we're going to be chased. I'm just being hypocritical here. However, I will say, Bob, please don't interrupt me, man, because I'm trying to stay focused on this stuff. You're responsible for the external situation tomorrow, streets and the getaway.
Whoa. Excuse me. Are the explosives really necessary here? I think it'd be a lot more simple if I just walk up to the door alone. I think that would be...
Why are you undermining me, man? How much bullets does this thing take?
Bob, look, I'm paying attention. God damn it! You're not paying attention if you're messing around with the gun. Now, quit...
Anthony, just
keep the gun on the table.
I
can't focus unless the gun is on the table.
You just paid for it.
Shut up, man. Shut up. I'm warning you now. Be quiet, please.
It's true, Dignan. I paid for the gun.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it again. Repeat what you just said.
I paid for the gun.
He's out. You're out, too. And I don't think I'm in either.
Okay, just calm
down. No gang! You two just don't give a shit. You want to come right down here. Don't go here. This kitchen. How does an asshole like Bob get such a great kitchen? Come on.
I apologize. That was poor leadership. I'm under a lot of pressure right now, and I don't feel like that the team is gelling the way... If I can even use that word, because I don't even know if we are a team.
Hey, we are a team.
Yeah. Team.
There, do you see the star is me? Mm-hmm. Right there, and I'll be in there. The X is Anthony. Bob, you're the zero out here in the car.
Putting that tape on your nose for?
Exactly.
Let's get lucky.
Yo. Come on. Okay, we're right here.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, Gary. Don't panic.
Get your rope to the door.
Don't panic.
I left my sweater inside. I know. Do you have a lost and found?
Here he comes.
Caw-caw,
lost
caw-caw.
And found.
Caw-caw.
Bah. Sorry, we're close here.
Yeah, do you have a lost and found? I left my sweater back.
You got something on your nose. What's on your nose?
I cut it. I got to cut across the bridge. Do you have a lost and found?
Can you come back tomorrow?
I can't. I gotta get it tonight.
Let me check with my manager. Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. Just stand inside. Okay. Hey, excuse me, sir. We're closed.
Oh, what about that guy?
I left my sweater.
You got a sweater.
Oh, yeah, I left some money in there.
The money where?
In the cash register. Step away from the door. Stockard! Where are the other Stockards?
Ooh, Robbie.
Yeah, Rob, where are you?
He might be in literature. That's his section.
Hey, is that the manager?
Wait, who is it?
Come here. Go get him.
Come here.
Wait, you both back. Let's go. Both back.
All right. Come on, move.
Okay, sit down. Get up against the wall.
What's in here?
Where's the money? Talk, Stretch.
It's in the drawer.
Okay, there it is. Come on, open up that drawer. No, it's not. Come on, the other one. Let's go.
Where's the money?
Okay. Put one of those back. Get one of those back. Let's move. Come on. A bigger one, you idiot. What do you think?
Don't call me an idiot, you punk.
Do you have bigger bags for atlases or dictionaries, sir?
Robbie?
Uh-huh.
Aren't you supposed to be in literature?
It's all full up.
Okay, they need you in the office right now.
Use the little bags and put the money in there. We'll just use a lot of them. Quickly! Just do your best.
Why do you wear that tape on your nose?
Here's all little bags, man.
Okay, everybody, I want everybody to just sit tight. Sit tight. Okay, thank you so much. Success. Full success. Okay, we're heading back to Bob. We're going to hit the road and go on the land. Go. Go.
Okay, now before we divide the loot, let me say one thing. Bob gets the Spirit Award on this cake.
Hey.
And although his share won't be as equal as ours, his contribution
what?
Was never...
What?
Come here, Bob. Come here. Did you see the look he gave me? Don't double-cross this guy. Don't even think it. Great work. Both of you.
Clink.
Thank you.
So, Dignan, what's next? Do we meet the crew after we go on the lam or what?
Everybody wants to know what's next. May I enjoy this moment?
What crew?
Now is not a good time to bring up the crew. God damn it.
You son of a bitch! You're going to cut me out! Wait a second, Bob. You're going to cut me out, aren't you?
Nobody's cutting anybody out of anything. Okay, let me show you this.
Whoa.
No, Dignan, this is fun. Bob should see this. Bob, I got something.
What's this supposed to be?
That's the crew. That's Mr. Henry. These are the... I know.
Anthony, that's the Lawn Wranglers. The landscape company that Dignan here used to work for.
What do you mean landscaping?
I mean, push the mower, yeah. Trim the hedge. Landscaping.
Landscaping? Oh.
Yes, they're landscapers, okay? Yes, they're landscapers. But did it ever occur to you that a landscaping crew is a perfect front for an operation, man? Now look at this. You've seen this picture. That is Mr. Henry. And aside from owning the Lawn Wranglers, he is a very talented thief.
Then why aren't you over there right now?
Because we're fugitives. And also because he fired me.
Oh,
best job I ever had. Working my way up, meeting people, listening to stories. One day he walks over and he says, Dignan, you're out. Just like that. By the way, man, he was right. Just because it's a front doesn't mean somebody doesn't have to do the actual landscaping. But those days are over now. It's just a matter of time before I pick up the phone and I say, Mr. H, we are coming home. So don't worry about your future, man, because I am thinking. Anthony. If you don't mind, I'd appreciate it if you didn't mention to Bob about me getting fired. On the run from Johnny Law. Ain't no trip to Cleveland.
I don't expect you to be as depressed as I am, but I don't think... Watch the road, Bob. But I don't think that your happiness is quite appropriate. I mean, your 75-year plan does not seem to be working, you know? The only thing I've learned so far is that crime does not pay.
I agree, man. That's not the greatest attitude in the world to have. I don't think we get anywhere by complaining, guys.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
There we go.
Perfect. Great little place to lie low. The heat cools down and we'll get in touch with Mr. Henry. I'm going to get the best room in the house, guys. Crime does pay.
Can't get my hair cut. That's just not possible, all right?
Then you're going to have to dye it red, man, because we need to hide our identities.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that either.
Even if it's the difference between some trooper recognizing us and throwing us in jail or not?
I guess so.
Then you, my dear friend, are a damn fool. Let's go, Bob. Come on. Bob, let's go.
See you later, Bob.
A damn fool.
Hello.
Excuse me.
No, it's okay. Come on in. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Jeez, it's great how you're able to bring a room to life like this. Just a little touch. Jeez, it's nice out today, isn't it?
Boy, you get a nice breeze with that door open like it is. It was kind of stuffy in here. Do you do all of these rooms yourself? All of these up in... I'm Anthony. Anthony. What's your name?
Inez.
Inez. Oh, sorry. Sorry, this is such a mess here. Here, let me give you a hand with this. I think I might have seen you earlier when I was swimming. Did you happen to see me down there? By the pool? Yeah, that was me. Yeah? You speak English? Spanish? You have really good posture, you know. You stand up very straight. People, they think because they're in a hotel that they can really just kind of act like slobs. It's bad manners, if you ask me. If I were guilty of it, yeah. Which part of Mexico are you from?
Paraguay.
Paraguay. Boy, okay, that's kind of over under Guatemala, I think. Sorry, Ness. These towels are still warm. I guess that's from the dryer.
Housekeeping? Sorry.
No, we're just checking out.
That's a good haircut there. Hard on the side. That's what my friend needs to get. Bob, you want like this? Here, you go first.
Dina, may I speak to you for a moment, please? It's about my marijuana crop. I don't want everyone to hear this.
I don't want this right place anymore.
My brother is in jail. Mine.
The weed. The weed from my back. From my backyard.
What's the official charge?
They say he's a drug dealer.
So unfair. They say he's a drug dealer. You and I both know he's not a drug dealer.
Well, Bob, what about hiding our identities? Bob, I'm sorry, guys. We're going to have to take a rain check. Bob!
Great. Sitting here in the laundry room, you're working on your vocabulary, and we're sharing these tamales. It's just how unexpected. What is this? Is that open? Wow, you were just a little girl in this stage. A little girl in Paraguay. Can I keep this in a habit?
She's my sister.
Really? She looks just like you. Can I keep it anyway?
I guess there's been a mistake. Page 212. Do you speak English? We have French.
Oh, you guys went to get your hair done?
No, we didn't.
Well,
Gang, this is my friend David.
Jerry, and this is my associate Cornelius. Anthony, what's going on here, man?
I'm having a party in here, man. I made some family boundaries. You want one?
Yeah, I guess I'll have one.
Come on in here, man.
Anthony, I've got to talk to you. Look, I'm sorry about this. It seems like a nice soiree, but I've got a family situation. I don't care what you think. I don't care.
Tengo una situación mi familia. Dignan does not want to deal with it. Could you please come outside for a minute?
Bob, I'm just saying we've got to analyze the situation, okay? First of all, how long are they going to hold?
I don't know. I don't know anything. All I know is that Bill says they got him and he's in jail.
Okay, what I've been made a suggestion is that he needs to hire an attorney.
You were pushing your luck, man.
Dignan does. Now, I'm the leader.
He does have a point.
So what, you think I should just abandon my brother?
Yeah. No, Bob, I'm saying let's keep it very simple, okay? We'll make some calls, figure out what's going on, and if he's not out in 48 hours, then we'll go back, okay? Bob?
What?
Is that okay?
Okay. And okay. I wasn't trying to antagonize you, man, by saying that stuff.
It was just that you were going to fly off half-cocked. Don't tell me what I was going to fly off.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a team decision.
Ay, qué rico está aquí, está tibio.
What?
Tibio?
What just? What's that?
No, 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 no.
Huh?
Huh? No. I don't know
what I'm talking
about. No.
Silk.
I like silk. But still.
And it feels so soft and silky. It's soft.
Silk.
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 Sandpaper. Silk.
Silk. I mean,
it's very soft. I don't know if it's Spanish. Can I kiss you?
No lifeguard on duty. Swim at your own risk.
Okay, we'll be very careful, Jerry. Thank you.
You guys mind if I take a dip? Hey, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not that insensitive.
Besides, I didn't bring my trunks anyway. How's the water down there?
I'm going to give you something, okay? I want you to hold on to this. So.
Well, thank you for listening to our old war stories. I hope they didn't bore you too terribly.
Dignan.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, good evening.
Good evening. Bye, Jerry.
Anyways, the watch, okay? It has an alarm on it, and it will go off and make a sound when we're supposed to meet. And you do that by this little button right here, so you can just press that. See? Okay. It's pretty simple.
Bueno, I have to go.
I'm very glad I met you, Nancy.
Me too. I have to go.
Sleeping. He has no character, man.
He went up to the store.
No, man. He took his stuff. He's long gone.
Hi, housekeeping? Can I speak to Inez, please? I thought she gets in at 9.
Oh, it is. Okay, see, I don't have my watch on. She has it.
Tell me something. What's it like working with her? I mean, I bet she's really great. Okay, bye.
We'll get him. We'll get him, man. Don't worry about that. We'll get him. And when we do get him, we'll blow up his car, do something. I can guarantee you that. What makes me furious is thinking about the look on Bob's fat face, man, when he drives away today. Thinking that he's pulled one over on us, man. I'll tell you another thing. That if our paths cross again, you're going to see a side of Dignan that you haven't seen before. A sick, sadistic side, because I'm furious at Bob. I couldn't be more angry. Come on, what?
Bob didn't steal the car. You know, he told me he was leaving. He went back to help his brother.
Dignan, look, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you about Bob leaving. You had just as much a right to know as I did. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's all I needed. I mean, who's to say that you need Bob to have an adventure? Where's our girl, Red? There's nothing that says that. What are you working on?
No, just a sketch. It's
just a little worse. Little sparks coming off, kind of stardust. Nothing. Sorry,
don't apologize to me. Don't do that to me. Don't treat me like the jealous friend who's envious of you, because that's not what this is about. I'm as excited for you as anybody is.
Really? Then I gotta go. I'll see you later, Dignan. See you back at the room. Yeah. Said it's alright. I won't forget. All the times I've waited patiently for you, as you do just what you choose to do, and I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
Come over to this bar we're going to, Dignan.
Where?
It's in the town.
No, I don't want to go.
Why don't you just come with us? Why don't you just come over there with us?
All right.
Sparkler.
I certainly can't feel any worse than I do.
Don't worry, all he needs is one drink.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, hola, amigo. ¿Cómo está?
You in the army, yes?
No, I just have short hair.
Amigo, look my cool.
Yeah. Max? ¡Qué milagro!
¿Cómo estás, Montelo?
Bien.
Bien, qué bien. ¿No te imaginas lo que me acaba de pasar ahora?
¿Qué?
No, llegó un ricachón ahí del taller que se le cayeron las llaves en el tanque de gas. ¿Imagínate?
¿Ah, sí?
¡Qué tarado! No, sí. Bueno, ahí nos vemos.
Bueno.
Bien.
Que te vaya bien.
Boy, that guy was a real chatterbox, wasn't he? I didn't think he was ever going to stop with the story. Jesus. That's why I call a language barrier. I need to...
Just cheated! Okay. I'm calling my gang!
Get a little frustrating sometimes.
Anthony!
God, you know, I can't believe the guy just decided to jump you like that.
Can you pass me those French fries, please?
Yeah. Dignan, you know, I was right out in front of the place with Inez.
If you don't mind, I'd rather not relive it. Don't really feel much like talking about it. In fact, the only thing I feel like is getting the fuck out of this town.
Yeah. We need a car, I think.
I have an idea for that. Inez has a master key to all the rooms, doesn't she? Doesn't she?
Yeah, I don't think we can do that.
I know we can. It's real simple. We go into another room.
Dignan, I'm sorry, but it's not even a possibility, okay?
Then we're going to have to hotwire a car. And this idea, I don't back down from. This idea...
Hi, Inez. Let's go outside.
How are you, Jerry?
I feel great, Inez.
He's, under the weather a little bit, so I,
Bye.
Bye. Kinda gotta take care of him for a few minutes here. Really just kinda got the really shit kicked out of his head. I had a really great day.
Buenas noches.
Bye, Inez. Sorry to interrupt you, but I think I've got it. I got a lot I need to tell you. 30 seconds ago, I was lost, just in a total fog, and then it hit me like a bolt of lightning.
It's
perfect clarity. Don't slow me down, Inez. I gotta get this all out while it's still fresh in my head. This could get a little tough to communicate. Where's the kid? Where's Rox?
Hey, Rox.
Yeah?
Can you help me out for just a second, man?
What do you mean?
I just need you to do translate some stuff from
Spanish. Yeah, I'm
easy. Come on, Rox, please. It'll take 2 seconds. Just give me 3 minutes, Rox.
Come on, please, yeah.
Come on. Please.
This is how I see it. Beautiful, intelligent girl from Paraguay.
Muy bonita, inteligente, Paraguay.
By chance, happens to be working at a motel in the middle of nowhere. Lost and confused, totally lost. Incredibly unhappy person. Accidentally wanders in off the highway. And they meet. And they fall in love. And it's perfect.
Yes, perfecto.
I mean, it is perfect.
Perfecto.
And I can only hope that she feels him the way that I feel. I mean, Inez, when we had sex this afternoon, it was fun, you know?
Okay.
So, come on, Rocky.
Quiero decir, Inés, que nos hacemos sexo esta tarde. Fue muy divertido, ¿no crees?
Okay, so to make a long story short.
Para hacer la historia más corta.
When we leave here tomorrow, I want you to come with us.
Quiero que tú vengas con nosotros.
I don't want us to, no matter what.
¿A dónde vas?
Where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
Where are we going?
Es que ¿cómo te debo responder? Que me vaya con Jerry.
You want me to go live with you and Jerry?
No me puedo ir.
I can't go.
Why not?
Why?
¿Por qué no? Yeah. Te acabo de decir por qué no.
What do you mean why not? I just told you why not.
But that's no reason. And as I'm trying to explain to you why I want you to come with us.
Pues tiene una razón,
¿sabes? Esa no es ninguna razón. Es que mi vida no le importa nada. Es que yo sé qué quieres.
¿A dónde quieren que te
lleve? No sé, con sus amigos, quién sabe a dónde, no sé si tiene trabajo.
We'll stay here, all right? I don't understand it, but...
Mira, dije que lo queremos, ¿está bien?
Además, no tienes un plan. Te veo como un... una hoja de papel volando para acá, para allá. No sé.
You're like pig, you're trash. You know, you're like paper flying by, you know.
It doesn't sound that bad in Spanish.
¿Pero qué significa eso? ¿Que te vas a quedar a vivir aquí en el hotel? No sé. Se te hace muy fácil. Yo creo que mejor que te vayas.
What, Rocky? She doesn't want you to stay. She doesn't?
You have to understand, she's an organized person and she can't just leave.
She didn't say that, did she, Rocky?
No, but I'm just telling you, she's a serious person.
Okay, please, just...
Excuse me. Hola. Buenos dias, Inez. Mi amigo Anthony asked me to give you this envelope. There you go. We certainly enjoyed our stay here and would recommend this motel to any of our friends that might...
Take care of Anthony. Que les vaya bien. Okay?
Yeah, at least I feel a lot better. So long.
Mira, traduce esto para Jerry. Dile a Anthony que lo amo.
Ok.
Corre.
Jerry. Hey. Tell Anthony I love him.
Do what?
Tell Anthony I love him.
All right, man. Okay. A car like this because I don't have the tools to do it, man. And even if I had the tools, I can't promise you that I'd know how to fix a car like
that. Dad, you see the house over here? Let's walk over to it. We use the phone. We need to go home, okay?
Whoa, no. Let's go to plan B. We'll hitchhike to the next town. Look,
no,
we hitchhike...
Look, it's over, okay? We're broke. We're going to go home.
First of all, what is broke to you? You're so spoiled, man. Having only a few hundred dollars is not broke. We're okay. This is a setback. We hitchhike. What is this? All right, $16. So, where's the rest of the money?
You gave it to Inez.
No, I never gave Inez anything.
In the envelope.
Thank you. housekeeper. That's inappropriate. That's inexcusable. That I don't forgive. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? That's what she is.
Don't call her the housekeeper.
Don't threaten me. That's what she is. She is a housekeeper, right? People are housekeepers.
You better watch it, Diggin. You
don't
know what you're talking about right now. Her name's Inez.
And my name's Diggin, man. So what? She didn't love you, man. Now where are you going? Where are you going?
Come on. Let's go.
Why'd you do it, man?
Diggin, I don't really think you know what I was going through back there.
Please don't lay that on me now, man, because I'm not interested in hearing any of that. Did it ever occur to you that your old pal Diggin might enjoy a great stay at some mental hospital out in the middle of nowhere? Going running at night, getting a tan with a bunch of beautiful girls? Did you ever think about that? What do you think Diggin was doing that whole time you were out there, man? I told you Diggin got fired, out on his ass. But you never thought about that, did you? No. In the end, it's easier just to think about yourself than to think about Diggin.
Okay. Diggin, come on. I thought I was supposed to be the one that was a little crazy, you know? Diggin, come on. Grace, I enjoyed your letter. I agree Camp Douglas isn't all it's cracked up to be. It never was. But if you're feeling lonely, or homesick even, I recommend that one, you call me. I'm staying at Bob Mapplethorpe's. And two, that you keep extremely busy. It's working for me.
Come here, Hector.
I've got a whole new program. Bob and I get up at 5:30 every morning to run our paper route. We've got three jobs. The money isn't much, and Bob in particular isn't suited for this kind of work. But we keep each other company, and we both feel much better about ourselves now that we're working hard.
Glad you enjoyed it. Y'all come back.
Thanks, Mr. Fine.
Jack, I've been working. I made $75 in tips last night.
Bob's brother, Future Man, has accumulated some extensive legal debts, but we're gradually helping him to pay those off.
Can I at least have $3 for gas?
Yeah! I'm also coaching a little league soccer team called the Hurricanes. They're mostly beginners, but they've got a lot of spirit, and they don't let defeat get them down. They remind me of Diggin in that way. Say what you will about him, he's no cynic and he's no quitter. I'm usually so exhausted now at the end of the days that I don't have time to think about blown opportunities or wasted time. I do have one bit of advice for you, though, Grace. Take the time in school to learn a foreign language. I myself never did, and I feel I've paid a price for it. Well, so long, Grace. I miss you very much. Don't forget to write me back. Anthony.
Okay, there he goes.
Hey! Anthony! It's Diggin! Wait up! Where are you going?
I'm just walking Hector. How long you been back?
Oh, a while. So how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Hector!
Oh.
I wish that some of the stuff that was said hadn't been said out there by me. And I'm sorry.
Shake hands. guess you got on, man.
Jumpsuit. You like it?
Or a dozen of them.
Anthony, I'd like to introduce you to Applejack.
Applejack? Hi. This is Anthony.
Anthony Adams.
Got some visitors! Mr. Henry!
What time did he say he'd be here?
Right now. Now, did you guys feel that? I just felt something. Hey, now, Jesus Christ! Hey!
How's the weather? How's the weather down
there? Mr. Henry?
Come on in!
Well, it's locked!
No. Come on, son.
Okay, I just tried it. I'll try it again.
Yes, it is.
Pour more water on me.
Good.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Applejack. Good.
And who are you?
That's Anthony.
This is no good bringing him here.
What the shit, man? Are you crazy? What are you thinking? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Hey, Henry, how are you?
Anthony Adams.
Hey, Anthony, nice to see you. This is my business manager, Robo.
No.
It's a little wet, did I, sir?
Yeah. Come on in, boys, Anthony.
Hey, you go.
Applejack.
Yeah. Okay. Little touch. One more. Good, he listens.
Just kidding?
I don't know, are you in?
Let me tell you
about this job we're
doing. I got this program, and I'm trying to stick to it now. Okay.
Just hear me out. It's called Hinckley Cold Storage. Here are just a few of the key ingredients. Dynamite, pole vaulting, laughing gas, choppers. Can you see how incredible this is going to be? Hang gliding? Come on!
I can't do it.
I know, but I mean, if he doesn't have the enthusiasm, then who needs him?
Oh, that juice in a mouthful.
If you want, I can speak to him.
Would you, Mr. Henry? That'd be great. Sugar cone?
You bet.
You want anything, Anthony?
No, thanks.
Listen. You know, you're breaking his heart. You know that, don't you? Huh?
What do you mean?
Kid, he worked on one of my garden crews. I mean, nice fella. He didn't perform, so I had to fire him. And 6 months later, I get a call from the gas station. About 200 miles outside of Victoria there. I said, what the hell are you doing out there? But there's something in his voice. You know what I'm saying? I felt for him. I mean, poor guy. Here he is. He thought he had a team. Turns out to be a man alone. That's tough, man. Real tough.
Here you go, Mr. Henry.
Hey.
Dignan?
That ain't hard to think.
Yeah, I've done a lot of thinking.
Holding your position open for you.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't do that, you know?
Come on, go for a ride.
Come on, Digna. It's too small for the both of us.
No, it isn't. Jump on, man. I'll give you a pump.
Where'd you get this?
Got it from a... What the hell are you wearing?
Yeah.
It's a jumpsuit.
Clay, look at this guy.
He looks like a rodeo clown.
He looks like a little banana. Where are you from anyway, man?
I'm from around here.
This guy used to mow our lawn.
No shit.
Yeah, he was great. Clipping the hedges, sweeping up, mowing the lawn. What was the name of your little lawn mowing company?
The Lawn Wranglers.
Let's go. You keep up the mowing, Kimasabi.
It was perspectives. It's landscaping, not just mowing.
Oh, man, don't listen to that guy.
I don't know. Sometimes I... And I'm not always as confident as I look.
Did you see what he had on?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
All right, well... Wait a second. I'm in.
I knew you'd be back.
Three conditions. One, you mastermind the plan. Two, Bob's on the team.
Let's hear the third one.
Gotta get me one of these jumpsuits.
You like these?
Yeah.
Done.
Deal.
All right. You're doing the right thing, Anthony.
Yeah, I know I am.
All right, I'll see you later on.
Need any help?
No, I think I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on! Ah, I got the eye. Okay.
That's not...
Move back a little bit. Move back. Oh, hey, guys. Hey, welcome back.
Here. Back, Mr. Henry.
Where's Bob? The rich kid.
Hey,
Bobby.
What do you say, man?
How's it going?
Dingman. What do you say, buddy? Come on in.
Oh, nothing much.
What are you guys drinking?
Water for me, please.
All the time, Collins, please. Well, Collins, okay. Well, hey, man, I want you guys to know. It was really too bad about what happened out there on the road. I'm glad to see you. Yeah, it was. It was unfortunate.
Let's not even talk about it.
It was stupid.
It was real stupid. It was extremely stupid.
Dignan, man, I want you to know. I don't expect an apology. I don't even want one, you know?
Can you believe this guy? I don't expect an apology.
Let's not get into this.
No, of course you don't want to get into it.
You would have let my brother rot in
48 hours.
I never agreed to this. I never That's a lie, right?
Shit!
Backyard, right now. Let's go.
Wait.
Come on, Bob.
Backyard.
This is my house, asshole. Get out of here.
Look, that's fine. Are you feeling angry? I think the thing to do is we're all three here.
Now, wait a second now, Anthony. Bob is a big boy. Now, we are in the real world. We don't settle our problems with hugs, man. We settle them with bare knuckles.
Right.
And
talk about that.
The real world exists. God, it's fine. Bob, stop it. My own house? Bob, stop it. Stop.
Bob's a rough cook, man.
Oh, okay, no more fighting. No more Bob, come here, Bob. I'm going to hug him. What are we doing out here? What happened? Man. I just wanted to... I don't know.
I was looking forward to seeing you guys, man.
Bob would like to have you on the team. If you'll have us.
Roberto, let me get something straight here.
Roberto Sforza.
You don't play any tennis.
No.
And you don't play any golf.
No.
So why? Why do you belong to a country club?
You got me.
You're a piece of work.
Well, yeah, you just signed.
My work is a finger work. Usually my work is a little sound
just
and good touch.
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Jackson.
When are your folks be back in town?
Oh, it's hard to say, Jackson. Last I heard, they were in Singapore.
Your brother was up here the other day. He said you ran away from home.
Said what?
You ran away from home?
You're on the team.
Oh, shit. I'll see you, Bob.
Hi, guys. Bob, fancy seeing you here. The rest of the gang. Hi, John Mapplethorpe.
Come on.
Hi. Kimmore, nice to meet you.
John Mapplethorpe.
Applejack,
nice to meet you. John Mapplethorpe.
John, very pleasure to meet you.
And your name is...
Jackson said you told him I ran away from home, Jack.
Yeah, I might have mentioned it.
Jack, I'm 26 years old. I didn't run away from home.
Oh, that's right. You're on that top secret mission. I'm sorry. I forgot I wasn't supposed to say anything.
I'd just appreciate it if you didn't run around telling everybody lies about me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I know you have a reputation to uphold. Won't happen again.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
You know, Jonathan, the world needs dreamers.
Excuse me?
No, I don't think so. You know, John, one day I believe that you're going to wake up and realize you no longer have a brother. And you no longer have any friends. And on that day, I'm going to be standing front and center just laughing my fucking head off. Hey, John. Hey, John.
Hey, yeah. Ow. Ow. God. Ow. Oh, man. I'm just messing around with my brother.
Are we okay here?
Okay.
I hope this doesn't offend you, Bob, but your brother's a cocksucker.
No.
Offend you? Huh?
No, that didn't offend me.
Okay, good.
Well, welcome. I've got a beautiful house. Woo!
Hispanic male, non-smoker, enters white van at Southwest Door. Mark that down.
I did.
There you go. Drive away, just like you always do. We got it, ma'am. We know it backwards and we know it forwards because we've done the legwork and we've done the research. And now it pays off tomorrow.
Just gotta follow through.
What are you working on? Oh, wow. Hey, it's my little drawings. There goes, pole vaults over the thing. There he goes, and there he is. I love it, Doug. I love it. You're creative.
Tell me something. What do you think of Inez?
As a person?
Yeah, as a girl.
I liked her. I thought she was a good person. She was friendly. She was attractive. I didn't get to know her as well as you did. That's the only reason why I even bothered to hesitate. That kid Rocky struck me as kind of a weirdo. I didn't...
Rocky?
Oh, I mean, he said he loved you.
What?
And, yeah, he said he loved you.
Was he...
I mean, that was just seemed strange.
Translating? Was he translating for me when he said he loved you?
He said he loved you. No, he wouldn't translate. That's how I understood him. He was talking in English. And I was like, what? Okay.
Whoa,
Anthony, where are you going? He's just a mixed up kid. Anthony, come on. You're blowing our cover. Maybe I didn't understand him.
Yeah, hi, I'm calling for a motel. I don't know the area code. I just know the name of the motel.
Listen, can I borrow in a minute?
Sure.
I was thinking, you know, it might give you a feeling of security if I went in there with you tomorrow, huh? You know, just for backup. Keep chicky.
No, that's right.
I mean, it couldn't hurt, could it?
No, it couldn't hurt.
But...
Well, you gotta weigh the pros and the cons. Now, you're the one who hit me with that, Mr. Henry.
Shoot, well, what are the cons?
Cons? If you go in there tomorrow, then it's just another score by Abe Henry.
That's true.
Yeah, hi, can I speak to Inez, please? No, she's one of the housekeepers. She works here. She's worked there for a while. Please don't do this to me, ma'am.
Look, let me see what I can do.
Well, it's your decision.
It's okay with you. It'd mean a lot to me if you let me try this one alone.
Damn. I want to tell you something, kid. That's a damn lie.
Housekeeping.
Carmen, how's it going? Yeah, I'm looking for Inez. Have you seen her today? Is she in?
Nope. She's not here.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm looking for Inez. She's one of the housekeepers there. She is?
Yeah, she is. Hold on. For you. Telephone.
Thank you. Hello?
Inez?
Anthony?
Yes! She recognized my voice. No, I'm at a party. Yeah. God, you sound terrific. How are you? that's great. No, I'm great. I'm great, especially now that I got you. I've been looking all over for you. I talked to every single person at the hotel today.
When am I going to see you again?
God, your English is really improving. You know that? It sounds... You're fluent now, Inez.
Thank you.
So, the word on the street, or should I say the rumor has it that, well, I heard you love me.
Yes, I do.
Yeah! God, Inez.
Bird dog or scarecrow? Bird dog or scarecrow? Come in.
Go ahead, bird dog.
I got a visual read on you. You're all clear.
Outstanding, bird dog. Outstanding. Stand by.
Let's go. Let's go. True mark. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get lucky. Move. Everybody move. Come on. Let's go. Keep up the intensity. True mark. True mark. Come on.
Scarecrow?
Jackknife coming, Jackknife.
Is everything all right up there, man?
Affirmative, Jackknife. We're approaching the elevator right now on my left. Stand by. Bird dog, come in, bird dog. Copy. Move to your second position. Fast, go! Copy that, move. You guys take the elevator. I'm going to make sure of the stairway. I'm going to secure the stairway. Two more. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Go head up the stairway. Everything looks good. Oh, geez, okay, just a minute. Okay, testing, testing. Two more.
I'm okay.
Stop, get it down, go!
Go, go, go.
Where are you going? Here.
Rendezvous at the checkpoint in 6 minutes, okay?
Checkpoint!
Who's that man? Who's that man?
That's Applejack, come on!
Right down the corridor here.
Are you
nervous? Yes, I am nervous. There it is. Oh, boy, that's perfect. That's perfect. No problem.
Hey, Jackknife, come in.
Yeah.
You know something?
What?
I really don't want to do this robbery, you know?
Man, neither do I.
You want me to come up there with you?
Guys, keep this line clear at all times. Come on. Any activity, bird dog?
Negatory. We're all clear.
Good. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I've got a pretty spectacular view from up here. I can see the whole city now from the east side all the way to the west side.
Anthony, the elevator's moving. Who's on the elevator?
I don't know. Well, check it. It's moving right now.
Bob, what are you doing?
Tom, what are you talking about, sir? I don't know what's...
Give it to me. Did you drop it? Come on, Bob.
Drop it?
You're supposed to be down on the loading dock.
You go down there, man. I'm by myself down there.
Bob, what's happening? What's going on?
It was Bob. He dropped his walkie-talkie.
Who's
watching the front door? Get back in position, asshole.
Come here, Bob.
Come on.
Get your
head
in the game.
Quiet.
Applejack, talk to me. What's going on? Applejack, talk to me.
Somebody's coming out of there.
Go back.
Look.
Christ.
Hold it right there, guys. Stay right there.
Freeze.
Come this way.
Freeze.
Come here. Come here.
Up against this wall. Come here. Up against this wall. Move. 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 Don't move. Move.
Right here. Right here. Just look at the ceiling. Just look at
up against the wall. What are you doing here?
We work here.
You're always at lunch now.
Not always.
Yes, always. Okay, let me think. Time.
Ah! Hold on. Jesus,
what the hell are you doing here?
My walkie-talkie broke, man.
Shh, shh.
2 minutes.
Okay. Put on your mask.
I've already seen our faces, didn't
I? Don't worry about it. Put on your mask.
Come
Kumar. You got problems, man. What are you doing? What are you doing? Sit down.
Man,
come on, man.
I could not do it, man. I could not do it anything.
Come on, man.
Bob, will you please put the mask on and turn the light?
Get it on.
Dignan, come on. What's going on?
Forget it, man. You can't do it because you never knew how in the first place.
You are totally lost.
What are you guys doing here?
Dignan, get this
thing
behind you,
Scott. Where's he going?
Bob, what the hell?
Jack, what is your problem?
Jack,
Mr. Jack.
You okay?
Jack, did you shoot him?
No, Jack, shoot him. He must be having a heart attack or something.
Come on, drop your phone. Let's go.
I don't know, man. I lose my touch, man.
Did you ever have a touch to lose, man? What are you doing in there? Where's Applejack?
He's stuck on the second floor, man. Between two
floors. Did he give you the keys? Did he give you the keys?
Applejack drove.
What happened? I don't know. What happened? What happened?
Run, 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 run. Go, go, go.
What the hell happened to the plan, man?
I don't know. Come on.
Okay, I'll meet you at Bob's.
Go. What?
I gotta get Applejack.
No, you're not. No, no.
Yeah, I am,
baby. No. I gotta fly solo on this, baby.
Okay, Dignan.
I don't have time to argue with you right now.
I don't have time either, okay, Dignan? Now, you get back to Bob's. Just go. Who is in charge here? You are, you dumb son of a bitch. Now, please, leave.
Give me this one. Give me this one. Gotta give me this one.
Dignan, you know what's gonna happen if you go back there.
No, I don't. Never catch me, man. So I'm fucking innocent.
1 month down, 23 to go.
Anyway, I said to the DA that cop who hit me must have given me CRS disease.
What's that?
That's just what the DA asked. CRS is a disease where you can't remember shit.
Like amnesia.
Right. CRS. Can't remember shit. CRS. Tell Mr. Henry I said that.
Okay.
So is Mr. Henry going to come by and see me, or what?
I don't think so. He actually robbed Bob's house.
You're kidding me.
I believe that.
I almost robbed that place myself. You think Applejack knew?
We haven't heard from Applejack since he got out of the hospital. His case got dismissed.
What? Why?
We're not sure. We
think Mr. Henry probably had something to do with it.
Well, they take the health problems into account, so...
So what all did he get?
Pretty much everything.
I bet he got that grand piano.
He got everything.
I bet that grand piano's worth $10,000. I'm sorry, Bob.
Yeah, but, you know, in a strange way, it's brought me and Future Man closer together. I mean, we went out to look for a new piano the other day, and... He looks at me and he says, Bob, just because you're a fuck-up doesn't mean you're not my brother. That kind of touched me. You know, he didn't normally open up like that.
Kind of talked to Inez last night.
Really?
Going to be bringing you a care package when she comes up here.
No shit.
Yeah.
She liked me.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on to that one.
Okay. You want anything special?
No. Well, got something for you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Belt buckles that I made.
Hey.
There's one for you, one for you. I made a couple more that I was going to give to, Applejack, Kumar, Mr. Henry, but... I don't know, maybe give it to Inez, or... I don't care, give it to those guys. I don't have any hard feelings.
This little piece.
Oh.
That's really tough.
We did it, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did it, all right.
Well, thank you for coming.
It's good seeing you.
Did you bring that grappling hook?
Grappling hook?
Don't worry about it. I think I might have found a way out of here.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
How?
Shh. Wait for my instructions. We go through the next gate, you'll have 30 seconds to take out the tower guard. 30
what?
Seconds. Have the car running at the northwest checkpoint.
Dang
Bob
nice.
And I are going to scale the barricade. And then
hold
we're going to turn through the no man's land. And Bob, remember, shield me from the bullets. They won't shoot civilians. Are you ready?
Hold on, man.
Wait a second, Dignit.
Let's go. Now. 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 Isn't it funny how it used to be in the nut house and now I'm in jail? Ha, 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 ha.